Okay, Peah. We're doing today the laws of Peahs. The word Peah literally means an end, a corner. And like we have Peah in the field, and we have to leave off a corner of the field when we harvest the field. So too the Torah tells us, Lo sakifu peas roshchem. Don't, we're going to define the word takifu, but now we're going to translate it loosely. Don't cut off the corners of your head. So there's one halacha in the Torah that says we shouldn't cut off the corners of our hair. We're going to discuss what the corners of our hair is and what does it mean lo takifu. There's another halacha that says that pe'as zekanam lo yigalechu, or what's the exact pasuk? Lo sashchis es pe'as zekanecha. You shouldn't destroy the corners of your beard. So there are two different laws in the Torah. One is the corners of the head, the hair on the head, and the other one is the corners of the beard. So we're going to first discuss the laws of the corners of the hair on the head, and then we're going to discuss the laws of the peah, the corners of the hair on the beard, the facial hair. And there are two different laws, not to be confused. Even though they're both called peah in the Torah, they're two totally different halachos, different mitzvahs. We're going to begin with the dinim of peah sarosh, the corners of the head. What are the corners of the head? So on the corners of the head, we have an exact definition that we look at a person's skull and near the ear, we have the place where the jawbone meets with the skull, with the head, right? You could all feel that bone over here on the sides near the ear. From that bone, from where the skull goes and upward, starts the corners of the head. And how far up does it extend? So the Torah says, Lo takifu. You should not be makif. Makif literally means to go around. Now if you look around, you can see it best on you. The hairline, the way the hairline works, is on the top of the head, it goes in a semicircle. And then if you're like me, so you have a widow's peak, it goes up. Mm-hmm. But and either way, you have a semicircle with the hairline in the front of the head, on top of the forehead. Then, it goes down and around, right? Till we hit the cheek. Mm-hmm. The Torah says, don't, takipu means don't make it round. Now, what's round? Could you come here? We'll show on you. Do you mind?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay.
I just got my hair cut yesterday.
Okay, no, so I'm saying we could see it very well on you. Do you mind coming here? I'll show you. The way the hair grows behind the ear is that it goes down in a curve, right? Okay, that way. The hair goes down in a curve. Yeah?
Yeah.
See that curve? Now, the Torah tells us, don't make a line that you're going to shave going with the hairline, going around the forehead, and down to where the hairline goes behind the ear, right? Behind the ear, the hairline goes in a curve down. So the Torah says, don't connect the hairline on the forehead with the hairline behind the ear. And if you connect them, if you shave the hair going down over here,
the monk.
Then like a monk, 100%. That's what the monks did. In a second, we'll get to that. That's a very good point, like a monk.
Wow.
If you connect the hairline on the forehead with the hairline behind the ear, then you have a round there.